It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we bid you good afternoon from Meade High School. We're in Meade, Nebraska this afternoon for the final day of the ECNC tournament, the conference championship games, and the third-place consolation game being played this afternoon and this evening here at Meade. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Catullo. We welcome you into the gymnasium here at Meade High School. Three big ball games coming your way this afternoon and this evening. We're going to start it off with the boys' consolation game, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds taking on the Meade Raiders. That one's scheduled to tip off here in about 5 or 6 minutes. Then we'll be back this afternoon at 3 o'clock for the girls' third-place consolation game, also with Johnson County Central. And then the big one tonight, the nightcap at 7:30 in the boys' championship. Looking forward to that one, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Freeman Falcons. That should be a real dandy. So lots of basketball coming your way. We're glad you found us here on Sunny 101.3 for the broadcast. Very pleased to welcome into the broadcast booth with me this afternoon, Judd Remmer. Judd, one of the coaches on that national championship, Iowa Western, the Reavers, junior college national championship, right, Judd?
That is correct, Randy, and thanks for having me today. I appreciate the offer.
Well, folks all around the Auburn and Tecumseh area will recognize Judd's name here, and we can have him set in with us on the broadcast. We got a long day here, Judd, ahead of us. This game, the next one, and then I'm back for the nightcap tonight, so appreciate you being here and giving us a hand.
No problem, Randy.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup for this game. Again, this is the third-place consolation game, Johnson County Central and Meade, both teams with identical records of 12-6. Let's look at the starting lineup for the Meade Raiders. They'll go with Mason Reed. Reed is a 6'2 senior, averages just under 12 points per ball game. Derek Say, also a senior at 6'1, 15 points per ball game. He's the leading scorer on this team. Wyatt Vera, 6'1 senior, 5.5 points per game. Also, Preston Price in the lineup starting. He's a 5'10 senior. And round out the starting five for Coach P.J. Quinn, it'll be Abram Lee. Lee, a 6'3 junior, averaging 6.1 points per ball game. As we said, the Raiders are 12-6. And in those 12 wins, one of them was a season-opening win over Johnson County Central. So these teams met the very first game of the season. It was a close contest, but Meade got the win in that matchup. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Kirk Ferris is the head coach. He'll go with Wes Swanson. Swanson, 6'2 and a senior, averaging 19.6 points per ballgame. Jack Waring, a 6'1 senior, 8.5 points per contest. Wyatt Case in the starting lineup, a 6'7 senior, 3.4 points per ballgame. Reagan Tees in the starting lineup. He's a junior at 5'9", 5 points per game. And A.J. Rottenbach rounds out the starting five. He's a 6'2 junior, 4.5 points per game. Now, noticeably absent from the lineup there is Danny Kongmanivong. He has been out for a couple of games sick, and he is still ill. In fact, he's not even here at the ball game, so Danny will not be available for Coach Kirk Ferris. As we said, the Thunderbirds at 12-6 on the season. I want to remind you, this coverage of Johnson County Central Basketball is brought to you in part by Vern Kedelec, your Rink seed dealer in Tecumseh, and our presenting sponsor for this afternoon's broadcast is Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the ECNC tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Meade Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Meade Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Meade Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Farm farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Catula along with Jed Rimmers back here at Meade High School. And, Jed, I mentioned before the break that you're on the coaching staff for the Iowa Western Reavers, the Junior College National Champions. I watched that game on TV. That was a lot of fun. But I got to ask you, and I know some of my listeners have to be wondering, too, what the heck is a reaver?
Good question, Randy. It is a riverboat pirate.
A riverboat pirate. Well,
you know, Iowa Western's setting there right along the Missouri River, and, yeah, they're river pirates.
Well, I've been doing this a long time, but I've learned a long time ago you can always learn something new, and I learned something this afternoon. Now we know what a reaver is. Well, we mentioned we've got three big games for you coming up here from Meade, but that's not all we have to offer. Over on our sister station, KTNC, John Nixon is headed to Johnson Brock High School. He's going to have live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Championship games. His first game starts at 2:30 this afternoon. It'll be the boys' third-place contest, Sacred Heart and Diller Odell. At 4 o'clock, you'll have the girls' championship, and that'll be the Sacred Heart girls and Johnson Brock. Boy, that's going to be a fun matchup. And then his nightcap is at 5:30. He'll have the boys' championship of the Pioneer Conference, the Johnson Brock Eagles, and Exeter Milligan Friends. So we got a lot of basketball for you, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC this afternoon and this evening. Having the introduction of starting lineups here right now. Not sure if they're going to go to a national anthem or not. They sometimes change the protocols up on me. Sometimes they play the anthem first, then introduce the starters. I don't see any bands around here, but that doesn't mean we aren't going to play the national anthem. Again, for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, Swanson, Waring, Case, Tees, and Rottenbach will be the five on the floor to start things off. Danny Kongmanivong not available and is not here. Now we'll get some confirmation on our starters here for the Meade Raiders. I see one change already from what I was given. They're going to go with Mason Reed, Derek Say, Wyatt Vera, Hunter Williams, and Preston Price will be the starters. Abram Lee has been ill, and he will not be in the starting lineup. I don't think he's... I think I see him standing. I think he's the young man to the left, but... So we've met the starters. We're about set to get underway. This is the third-place consolation game of the ECNC tournament. We're live from Meade High School, Meade, Nebraska. Randy Gatula is my name. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. And to jump it up for Johnson County Central will be Wyatt Case. Case steps in. He'll go against Mason Reed. Case with a decided height advantage. We're ready for the opening tip. And we're about to get underway here in Meade. There's a tip. Case controls it easily. Ball gets tipped out. Wes Swanson will set the offense. Swanson between the rings to the right side. Goes to Tees with it. Looks into the corner. Down deep from the left side. Comes down to Rottenbach. To the left elbow. Tees will try the long three. Off just to the right. A little bit off the mark. Ball is tipped around. It got away out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Johnson County Central. I think the... What do you think there, Judd? They get a break?
That ball kind of bounced around off two or three guys, so...
Well, JCC is going to keep the basketball. We got a shot clock set at 35. They'll inbound it on the baseline left side. Waring to toss it in. Wary has to lob it up top now. Gets it up to Rottenbach. A.J. between the rings, top of the circle. Goes to Swanson with the basketball. Wes Swanson feeds again to Tease in the corner for three. That one's in and out there. The rebound pulled down by Mason Reed. Reed with the outlet pass. Quickly down comes Hunter Williams with the ball. Williams, a cross-court pass on the far side. That's Wyatt Vera. Back to Williams, top of the circle. To the right elbow, Preston Price holds the ball. They're passing it around the outside here. JCC came out, I think, in his own defense there, and they just passed around the outside perimeter. With the steal, the Thunderbirds down court. There's Swanson at the free throw line. Fall away jumper up and good. Wes Swanson with the first 2 points of the ball game. Johnson County Central goes on top 2-0 in the opening minute here. 7:02 to play first quarter. With the basketball is Hunter Williams. Williams comes to the right elbow. Preston Price back up top to Williams. They're just passing it around the outside of this zone out here. Johnson County kind of daring them to shoot the long one. There's the three on the way up and off. No good. Rottenbach with the rebound. He'll give the outlet pass out to Swanson. He'll push the ball down court. Swanson across the timeline. Finds Rottenbach at the right side of the lane. Now Waring at the free throw line in the circle. Out onto the corner, Rottenbach. He'll take it back to the top of the free throw circle. Long pass underneath, looking for Case. He got hammered under there. Pretty sure this one's going to go on Reed. We'll see when they signal.
Yes, it is, Randy. First foul of the ball game. First team foul for me.
So Mason Reed with his first. JCC's ball. They triggered in to Swanson off the glass. Off and no good. Case tips it out away from a couple of defenders, but the rebound's going to be controlled by Mason Reed. Reed gets it again to Hunter Williams. Williams top of the circle, left elbow. That's Vera with the ball. High lob pass. They go inside the paint. Ball loose on the floor is going to be picked up. Waring with the steal. Down court with it. He takes it in the paint. Driving lay-in up and got it. Nice job there. Jack Waring.
That was Wes Swanson.
Oh, that was Swanson. Thank you. Yeah, I had my second thought there for just a minute. Wes Swanson with his second bucket. Thank you. 4-0. Wes Swanson with his second bucket. Swanson Waring, if you don't see their number, it's kind of hard to tell those two apart. A cross-court pass into the corner left side. That's Vera with the ball. Bounce pass, low post, left side of the basket. Reverse layup off. Wyatt Case got a piece of it, but we're going to have a whistle and a foul call on Johnson County Central.
For Wyatt Case, that's his first personal. It'll be the first team foul against the Thunderbirds.
At the free throw line will be Mason Reed. He's a 6'2 senior. He hits 42% of his free throws. On the season, first one is up, off the back iron, no good. He'll get a second attempt coming. 5:43 to go first quarter. If you're just checking in with us, Johnson County out to a 4-0 lead. Reed's second free throw is up and good. Makes it 4-1. JCC up by three. Full court pressure being applied now by the Mead Raiders. Coming up, putting on pressure is Preston Price. Dribbling away from him is Swanson. I have to watch Swanson's shoes. That's how I can tell him away from wearing there. On the right side, Waring with the basketball, looking for the give-and-go in the paint. Up top to Rottenbach at the top of the circle. Now Tease picked up his dribble to the right elbow. Waring penetrates in the paint. A little floater by Waring off the front of the iron. No good in the rebound to Mason Reed. Reed outlet pass to Preston Price. This is Price with the ball. Picked up over here on the right elbow, being pressured by Swanson. A cross-court pass to the far side. Between the rings, top of the key, handling the ball is Hunter Williams. Beats to the corner, passing up the open look three. In the paint, to the right side, again an open look. Nobody wants to shoot the ball here, Judd. They're getting some open looks, a three-point range. JCC setting back in that zone, just daring them to shoot over the top of it. Having difficulty penetrating in the paint. There's a little fall away. Nice move to the bucket. Shot is up and good by Derek Say. Say averages 15 points per ballgame. He's the leading scorer on this Mead Raider team. Makes it 4-3. JCC's lead cut to 1 now. Nearing 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Reagan Tease feeds inside the paint. That's Swanson. Turnaround shot up and good. Wes Swanson has all six of Johnson County Central points. Wes off to a good start here. 4:19 to play first quarter. Williams goes to the corner. Baseline in traffic. And wait a minute. A whistle and a foul on the baseline. They're going to get Johnson County Central.
They're going to get Wyatt Case for his second personal foul, second team foul, Randy.
So Case got two already. He'll be coming out of the ball game, and to replace Case
was Trey Lubin. Trey Lubin,
yeah,
a sophomore.
Yeah, 6'4" sophomore, averages 3.5 points per ball game. So Lubin into the ball game. Waiting for the inbound pass now for the Raiders. On the baseline, Hunter Williams lobs it up top. Gets it to Mason Reed. Reed to bounce pass to the right elbow. That's Miles Kovar in the ballgame now. I've known Miles since he was a little boy at Schuyler. Fast break to the other direction. Swanson has his shot locked away, and a whistle and foul is going to be called on the Raiders. Hunter Williams, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Randy, that foul was on Hunter Williams. His first personal, second team foul.
Mentioned Trey Lubin in the ballgame here now. We've got, I'm sure, Tom and Jerry Sherman listening tonight here on Sunny 101.3 or this afternoon. First shot is up and good for Wes Swanson. Tom and Jerry listening regularly to our broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. They've got grandkids scattered all over on both teams here. Second free throw is on the way up and good. Swanson got them both. Wilbur and Bev Ramsey are also listening in this afternoon here on Sunny. Wilbur and Bev, glad to have you tuned in. Sorry you couldn't make the trip to Mead, but we're glad to have you with us right here. Here come the Mead Raiders with the basketball in traffic into the corner. That's Miles Kovar with a three from the corner up and good. Miles Kovar with his first 3 points of the ball game as he nailed the three deep in the corner. 8-6, our score now. Johnson County Central still up by two. T-Birds with the basketball. Top of the key, comes up around the horn with it. Baseline left side, Swanson has it dribbled away, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Here comes Abram Lee off the bench, and he'll be checking into the ballgame. I think he was the one that was out ill.
Okay.
I don't think we saw Abram Lee against the Auburn in the Auburn game. And he's a 6'3 junior, averages 6.1 points per ball game, but I had a note that said he's been getting 9 rebounds per contest, so he must be big on the boards for him in there.
During this timeout, Randy, Regan Teese checked back into the ball game, and Gabe Burnett is in the game.
Okay.
From the T-Birds.
Waiting for the inbound pass. Trey Lubin with the basketball over to the right elbow with it. Rottenbach back up top. Now Swanson on the dribble. Lob pass left side. Regan Teese can't get a look. Goes to Swanson. He trips, goes to the floor, and we'll have a whistle and a foul called on the Raiders.
Yeah, that foul is going to go on Mason Reed. It'll be the team's third team foul of the quarter.
And that'll be Reed's second personal, I believe. So he'll have two.
He's checking out, and number five, Wyatt Vera, checking into the game for him.
Hey, Vera played a lot in the game last night, or night before last when we had him on. Swanson with the basketball is double-teamed. Goes to the left side of Reagan Tees. A cross-court pass, Trey Lubin. Lubin, high skip pass. I'm not sure where that one was going. Reagan Tees had no opportunity at all. That one went two rows up into the stands here, well overthrown. Down to 3:02 to play here in the first quarter at Mead, 8-6. Auburn on top. Bulldogs, or Johnson County Central on top.
You've done the right games this week.
I got a lot of ball games today, even. Back to the top of the circle, around the horn, left wing. Now it comes to the near side. That's Vera with the ball, feeds it into traffic. Back to the top of the key. Vera with an open look three from the right side. Got it. Wyatt Vera, his first basket. He's got the three. Auburn coming up later tonight. They'll be facing the Freeman Falcons in the championship of this tournament. That's scheduled for a 7:30 tip-off. You'll hear it on Sunny. Into the corner. Back it comes to Swanson. They come out and put pressure on Swanson around the horn. Right side in the corner with it was Lubin. Now Swanson with a floater in the paint up and good. Well, all Wes Swanson has done is scored all 10 of Johnson County Central's points. It's Wes Swanson 10, Mead 9 thus far in the ballgame. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. On the right wing is Wyatt Vera. Vera back to the top of the key, around the horn. Miles Kovar handles the basketball. Kovar top of the key, holds it high above his head. Finds Vera, skip pass, a cross court, long three from the left side. It's too strong. Ball fought for. Swanson saved it from going out of bounds, but tipped it back into Derek Say. Now Kovar for another three, and this time the ball gets way out of bounds. They're going to say it was touched last under there by Rottenbach. Back into the ballgame, Jack Waring checks in. Waring comes in replacing A.J. A.J. will set out. Waring back onto the floor. 1:38 to go first quarter. 10-9 our score. JCC on top. Long three, Kovar. Nope, off the back iron. Too strong. And the rebound coming down to Reagan Tees. He gets it to Swanson. Swanson beats to the corner. Trey Lubin for three. Lubin's shot was too strong off the back of the iron, but Swanson gets the rebound and a new shot clock. 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. Swanson to the near side finds Waring. Waring to Lubin underneath. Oh, Lubin with a nice pass into Swanson.
Great
Swanson got hammered.
Great loose look by Trey Lubin.
Yes, it was. And Swanson got the basket and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. Abram Lee, I think they're going to get for this one.
That'll be the fourth team foul on the Raiders.
And on Abram Lee, his first. At the free throw line, Wes Swanson. Swanson has all 12 of Johnson County Central's points here in the first quarter. T-Birds lead it 12-9. Swanson at the line, free throw on the way up, and off, no good. He's still 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hits 72% for the season from the line. Rebound comes down to Miles Kovar. Kovar will set the offense for the Mead Raiders. Passes to the near side. Tony Engel in the ballgame now. Engel, baseline, low post, right side. Can't get a look at it. Comes back out to Kovar with the basketball. A cross-court pass to the far side. Wyatt Vera. Vera on the dribble, guarded by Swanson. Johnson County still setting in this 2-1-2 zone. In traffic to the top of the key. Oh, nice block with the block. Swanson. Swanson will break away for the uncontested lay-in. Up and good. West Swanson 14, Mead 9. That's your score. 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. Time out on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Mead High School. 3:35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 14-9 your score. West Washington 14, Mead 9 is your score so far. Miles Kovar brings the ball into forecourt, sets the offense to Tony Engel. Engel, top of the key, around the horn, back to Kovar, deep on the baseline on the left side of the basket. Between the rings, Wyatt Vera dribbles back to the top of the circle. Vera on the right elbow, he'll try a three, and it's off the iron, no. Ball is tipped away, the rebound is taken away underneath by Trey Lubin. Lubin gets the outlet pass down quickly to A.J. Rottenbach, almost lost a handle on it. Has the ball stolen away by Tony Engel. Engel feeds it across. Shot is up and good. Putting the follow shot up with Wyatt Engel. Got it down before the buzzer. After one quarter, Johnson County Central 14 and the Mead Raiders 11. We'll take a 1 minute break on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Judd Rivers back with you here at Mead High School. We move into second quarter action. Johnson County Central on top 14-11. Mead with the basketball. Miles Kovar on the dribble. Kovar goes to the corner on the right side. Preston Price. Price feeds into traffic. No place to go. Ball was loose on the floor for a minute. Back to Price. It comes on the right elbow. Price with the dribble at the top of the circle to the right wing. Wyatt Vera. Vera looks into the corner. Trying to move on that low post. They just can't get in for the inside shot. Ball tipped away by Swanson. Swanson tipped it twice, then tipped back the other way. The ball loose on the floor. 2-on-1 fast break. Shot is up and good. Putting the shot up and good was Reagan Cheese. And finally, somebody not named Wes Swanson got a score for Johnson County. It's 16-11. Thunderbirds up by 5. Raiders trying to get something going on the near side. Preston Price with the dribble. Holds the ball to Kovar, top of the key. Miles Kovar works it around the outside perimeter. They're just having a dickens of a time working the ball inside this zone against Johnson County Central. Lots of passing going on, and it's all outside the three-point arc. Now they finally feed it to the corner. They had an open look. Underneath on the low post, turnaround shot up. Doesn't go over the whistle. And what we got, travel?
He stepped on the line, on the baseline there, Randy. Yeah, Meade is being very patient with the basketball against this 2-3 zone.
Well, the zone's working well right now for Johnson County Central. 16-11. Here come the T-Birds with the basketball. Rottenbach in the paint. Free throw line. Gets it up top to Tease. Bounce pass into the corner. Back comes to Waring. Waring penetrates. Now flips to the corner on the right side. Waring gets the ball right back. Tease goes to the left baseline. Little floater from the left side up and good. Reagan Tease with his second bucket. Both of them here in the second quarter. And this is the biggest lead of the ballgame for Johnson County Central. Up by 7 now. 18-11 with 6:14 to play in the first half. Miles Kovar with the basketball to the left elbow. Wyatt Vera with the ball. Right side, that's Price holding it. Again, it comes to Kovar. They're hesitant to take that three, aren't they, Judd?
They are. Up there on the right wing, left wing, they're passing it up.
Kind of like JCC just daring them to shoot it. Shot is up and off. Ball is tipped around. Nobody can come up with it. Now, finally, we get a whistle. And the foul is going to be on the floor, called against the Thunderbirds. See who the official puts this one on.
Gabe Burnett picking up his first personal, Randy. It'll be the team's first foul here in the second quarter.
All right, not a shooting foul, so that means that it'll be played in by Preston Price on the baseline. There's a shot that's up and off. Guys, nice job under there by Burnett to block that one away. And then we get a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Raiders.
Yeah, loose ball foul there. I didn't get the number. Number 13, his first personal foul. It'll be the team's first team foul of the quarter.
That's Preston Price. Price with his first personal. Into forecourt comes Jack Waring with the basketball. Rottenbach. Here goes Swanson on the baseline. Floater up. Oh, that was in and out of there. How long does it have to stay in the hole before it counts? The official's going to give the ball to the Meade Raiders, and some of the JCC fans might beg to differ on that call, but... Coach Kirk Ferris just shakes his head and smiles. So 18-11, JCC up by 7. Price with the basketball across the division line. Into forecourt, he'll set the offense. JCC continues to set that 2-3 zone. Just set back there, daring him to shoot it from the front of the free throw line. They won't do it. There's a shot on the baseline underneath, up and good by Derek Say. That's Say's second bucket. He's got 4 points in the ballgame, and it's 18-13. The lead is cut to 5. Waring goes to Tease on the right wing. Now Waring for 3, top of the circle. It's just short, but the rebound comes down to Rottenbach. Right back up top to Waring, across court. Underneath the basket, Swanson, spin move. No, wait a minute. Going to have a foul on the floor. I think they're a little bit snake bitten by Wes Swanson right now in that baseline.
Foul's going to go on number 13, Preston Price. His second personal, second team foul of the quarter.
All right, not a shooting foul, only the second. Looks like we got Tease coming out of the ballgame. Who's back in there? We'll pick it up here in a minute.
Trey Lubin came back into the game.
Okay, Lubin is back in the ballgame. Grandma and Grandpa listening for Trey's name, I'm sure. Trey Lubin feeds it underneath. Oh, beautiful feed. Trey Lubin found A.J. Rottenbach, and that is two really nice assists this afternoon by Trey Lubin. One to Wes Swanson earlier, and just now to A.J. Rottenbach. Found him standing around under the basket with nobody guarding him. 20-13. The lead is 7. Trey Lubin, great job on the assist there once again. Now with the ball in the corner, that's Miles Kovar, across court pass. They whip it under the basket. Low post left side, fall away shot off the glass, up and good. Mason Reed with his first field goal. He's got 3 points. The lead is down to 5. Here comes Wes Swanson pushing the ball down court. Swanson beats it to the left of Rottenbach. Rottenbach top of the key. Gets it to Trey Lubin. Lubin finds Waring in the corner. Waring dribbles all the way under. Oh, he was trying to bounce it to Lubin or to Rottenbach in the paint. The basketball is grabbed up and stolen away by Miles Kovar. Now on the floor, everybody after a ball. Kovar comes up with it. Still waiting for a whistle. And finally, the ball goes out of bounds off of Johnson County Central. Would you say they're letting him play a little bit there, Judd?
A little bit. Good hustle on both sides there.
All right. Wyatt Engel is back into the lineup. He checks in, replacing Preston Price now for the Mead Raiders. 3:43 to play here in this first half, second quarter. Johnson County up by 5, 20-15. They feed it underneath. The ball was loose for a moment. There's a shot up and off. No good. Try for a rebound follow shot. No, no shot. They're going to say a foul came on the floor before the shot was launched. The official still looking for the player's number.
It's going to go on Gabe Burnett.
Okay, that'll be his second personal, second team foul of the quarter. On the Thunderbirds, that'll bring Wyatt Case back into the lineup. Wyatt Case, 6'7 senior. He's been playing well lately. Wyatt's had a couple of good ball games. He had 8 points a couple of nights ago. I think chipped in 5 again in their last outing. 20-15 your score. 3:31 to play here in the first half. Johnson County Central leading the homestanding Mead Raiders, playing this conference championships here at Mead this afternoon and this evening. Inbounding the pass will be Wyatt Engel. He'll trigger it in on the baseline, right side under his own basket. Engel gets it in, fall away shot over the top. No. Great job by Trey Lubin. Lubin came down with a rebound. They're going to call a held ball. Lubin just overpowered the offensive rebounder there for Meade and ripped the ball away from him, but it was simultaneous possession long enough to get a held ball call. Johnson County Central gets the ball on the alternating possession. On the right side, Rottenbach goes to Lubin. Lubin feeds underneath to Waring. He got trapped in a hurry. Waring trying to figure out a way to get a shot up. Back out to Lubin on the right elbow. Top of the key. Case is going to try a three. Came up short. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll turn it over and give the ball back to the Mead Raiders. Now off the bench, coming into the game, checking back in is Reagan Tease. And they'll give Wes Swanson a well-deserved breather here. Wes Swanson scored the first 12 points for Johnson County Central. All right, 20-15 your score. JCC up by 5. Meade with the basketball. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Wyatt Engel on the dribble. Goes inside the paint. Case is there defending. Shot is up and good. Nice job by Abram Lee. He's been out sick for a couple of ball games. This is his first time back on the floor after coming away from some illness. Got that one right over the top of Case, and that's not an easy task. There's Johnson County Central. Trey Lubin with the ball on the right elbow. A cross-court pass comes for Waring. Skips over. There's Tease with an open look. Nope, we got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. I think they're going to get the Raiders for this one.
Yeah, I think it's going to go on Mason Reed. And that's his third personal, Randy.
All right.
Third team foul.
Third foul on the team for the quarter. Trey Lubin leaves the lineup. And Wes Swanson comes back in for Johnson County Central. Jack Waring will inbound it. Inbound into the ball game. Tony Engel back onto the floor. Engel in replacing Mason Reed. Mason has 3 personal fouls now, as we mentioned, so he'll sit down for a moment. Waring tries to inbound it to Rottenbach. Oh, nice job saving the ball there by Derek Say. Say gets the ball back to his teammate, Tony Engel. Engel feeds it across to the left side to Derek Say. Into the corner, down deep. On the baseline is Abram Lee. Lee is double-teamed, has the ball taken away and stolen, then stolen back, and Waring ends up with the basketball. Into forecourt they come on the dribble. To the right side, Rottenbach goes over to Waring, top of the key for 3. Off the back of the iron, too strong, and the rebound taken away by Wyatt Engel. Downcourt pass in a hurry. Tony Engel feeds the corner, right side baseline, Wyatt Vera. Up top to Tony Engel. Tony, a cross-court pass on the far side. That's Wyatt Engel. Wyatt Engel, Tony Engel, both on the floor right now. Tony with the basketball at the top of the key. Shot clock at 15. Very patient here. The ball is loose for a minute. Not trying to step in. There's a shot up and off. No good. Whistle and a foul. Well, I'll tell you, Derek Say has a way of moving into the defender and drawing the foul under there. They're going to
tag Wyatt Case with that one. That'd be his third personal foul, Randy. Third team foul of the quarter.
Wyatt looked like he was trying to make a pretty good effort to go straight up there, but Derek Say at the line, he's a 59% free throw shooter. He misses the first one. He'll have a second shot coming. Wyatt Case will come out of the ball game, and Trey Lubin checks back in for Johnson County Central. Lubin, a 6'4 sophomore. Derek Say, second free throw is up. This one is good. So he hits 1 out of 2. He's got 5 points. And it's a 2-point ball game now. Johnson County Central led by as much as 7. Now up by just 2, 20-18 with a minute 25 to play here in the first half. This has been a close ball game. Trey Lubin with the dribble. Comes to the near side. Feeds Jack Waring. Waring picks up his dribble. Lubin lobs it. Pass inside. Looking for Swanson. Ball is loose. Tipped away on the floor. Everybody diving after it. Johnson County's got the ball with the stop play and call traveling. JCC would have just had that one let him go. They
that
had
was a layup for AJ.
Yeah, they had a three-on-done fast break going down here. The only guy in the area was laying on the floor, but he got called for traveling. Down to 109 to go in the first half. 20-18, JCC up by two. Jack Waring's basketball between the rings. Waring gives to Reagan Tease. Tease comes to Trey Lubin on the near side. They go to Swanson. Swanson will get swatted over here by Wyatt Engel.
In the court, I mean, the fourth team foul, personal foul number one on Engel.
So, Johnson County Central with 1:01 to go here, up by two, will inbound it. New shot clock with 35 seconds. Jack Waring to the left side. Trey Lubin for three, got it. Grandpa, did you hear that? Trey just got one down deep in the corner on the left side. Nothing but nylon on that one. 23-18, it's a five-point Johnson County Central lead. 41 seconds to go here in the first half. Bounce pass to the corner. Baseline left side, that's Derek Say with the basketball. Now they look over here for Kovar on the near side. Can't get it to him. Handling the ball is Engel. Now Kovar, baseline right side, Miles Kovar. He can't get a shot. Back to the top of the circle, Wyatt Vera. Shot clock at five. Kovar up top, long three to beat the shot clock. Misses everything, goes out of bounds. Johnson County Central will have 16 seconds with which to work when they inbound the ball here in the first half. 16.2 seconds on the game clock. JCC up by 5, 23-18. You just want to make sure you don't give me the chance to get a score here. You've got a five-point lead in the bag right now going into the locker room. Jack Waring has the clock to 7, to 6. Waring in trouble, trapped over there. Reagan Tease will try a long three that's off, no good. Here comes the buzzer, and at the half, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are leading. The Mead Raiders, our halftime score, JCC 23 and Mead 18. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Live coverage of Johnson County Central Basketball is brought to you in part by Vern Kettleig, your Rink Seed dealer in Tecumseh. And our halftime scoring recap coming up, being presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, Johnson County Central up by 5 here at halftime, 23-18. Wes Watson came out like a house of fire. He scored 14 points in the first quarter. All 14 of the first 14 points for Johnson County Central were scored by Wes Watson. So he leads the way with 14. Reagan Tease has 4. Trey Lubin with that tray, he's got 3. And A.J. Rottenbach added 2 for JCC's total of 23. From the free throw line, the Thunderbirds hit 2 out of 3 from the charity stripe. For the Meat Raiders, they're led here at halftime by Derek Say with 5 points. Then 3 points for Mason Reed, 3 points for Wyatt Vera. Miles Kovar has 3. Wyatt Engel with 2 and Abram Lee with 2. 18 points on the board. Nobody with more than 5 on the team for the Meat Raiders. Free throw shooting, Meat hit 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. 23-18. That's our halftime score. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. Then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed, results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll continue to see lots of sun as we head through our weekend and into early next week with unseasonably warm temperatures. We do have a cool down on the way next week as a cold front works its way through, bringing the clouds in, chance of rain, along with some cooler temperatures. Taking a closer look at our forecast, lots of sunshine this afternoon, high in the upper 40s. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low of 32. Lots of sunshine on Sunday, high near 57. Sunday night, mainly clear, a low near 33. High 68 on Monday. Lots of sun, breezy winds. Monday night, mainly clear. Low near 40. High of 55 on Tuesday. Lots of sun. Tuesday night, becoming cloudy. Chance of seeing some light rain. Low near 30. High of 49 on Wednesday. Lots of clouds. Wednesday night, cloudy. Chance of rain. Low near 32. I'm Laura Lockwood on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Mead High School here in Mead, Nebraska. Randy Gatula, Judd Rimmers with you. It's halftime. Johnson County Central on top 23-18. Say, we want to remind you, we've got lots of basketball over on our sister station this afternoon, this evening on KTNC. John Nixon is down at Johnson Brock. He'll be going on about 2:30 with the boys' third-place game in the Pioneer Conference Tournament, Sacred Heart and Diller Odell. Then at 4 o'clock, he'll have the girls' championship, Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock. That ought to be a dandy matchup there. And his nightcap will be at 5:30 with the boys' championship, Johnson Brock, facing Exeter Milligan Friends. So that's what you can hear over on KTNC. Here on Sunny, of course, we've got this one going right now, Johnson County and Mead. It'll be followed by the Johnson County Lady Thunderbirds taking on Weeping Water in the girls' third-place consolation. Then we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back at 7:30 with the Auburn Bulldogs and the Freeman Falcons in the boys' championship. Now, if you're switching back and forth between stations, you should have this figured out. You should be able to pick up that boys' championship from Johnson Brock after I go off the air with my third-place game, and we should be able to get that one over with before we tip off here with the Auburn championship game. So, Nemahaw County basketball fans, I think we got you pretty well covered here. Johnson Brock and Auburn both playing here in championship games, and we should have them both for you. Ought to be able to pick them up both if you're switching back and forth. Or if you're a really talented listener, you can put the computer on one, the radio on the other, and see if John and I can confuse you by having you listen to both of us.
A little change-up here to start the second half. Johnson County, their two big guys, Burnett and Wyatt Cape, in a little bit of foul trouble, three fouls apiece. Trey Lubin will get the start here to start the second half.
Well, Trey Lubin, he's got a three-pointer that he hit from the corner, but what sticks out in my mind from the first half, he's got a couple of excellent assists. One to Swanson and one to Rottenbach. All right, we're back to live action. Mead Raiders with the basketball. Starting the second half here, Miles Kovar is the point guard at the top of the key. Kovar on the dribble between the rings to the pass to the left elbow to Mason Reed. Reed tried to go inside with it, looking for Abram Lee. Johnson County was going to have none of that. They tipped the ball that went out of bounds off of Jack Waring. It along to the Raiders. 17 seconds on the shot clock. No score yet here in this quarter. 23-18, JCC on top. They lob the ball up to the left elbow to Derek Say. Derek Say finds Miles Kovar with a little handoff at the top of the free throw circle. Kovar holds the ball between the rings to the left wing with it. Mason Reed. Reed doesn't want to take the shot. Now Kovar's going to launch the long one. Too strong off the back of the iron. He had to do it. The shot clock was going to expire on him. Rebound comes down low to Mason Reed. Back to Kovar. Around the horn right side. Again, Reed with the ball. He and Kovar just playing catch with it out here. Out of the right elbow, it goes to Tony Engel. Lob pass underneath Derek Say. Say in traffic, fall away, nice shot. Up and off, no good. A battle for the rebound. And Waring ends up going to the floor. I think they're going to call a foul on the Raiders here, Judd.
Yeah, it's going to go on number 24, Wyatt Engel. Check that. Abe Lee with his second personal first team foul.
So Abram Lee with his second. 23-18, JCC down court with their possession here to start this second half. Oh, Waring got in trouble. Tried to get the ball off to Trey Lubin. Good defense by Miles Coldwater. The ball got away out of bounds. Waring kind of got himself trapped out here near the midcourt line and had to get rid of the ball.
Well, we gave Wes Waring's points earlier on the call. That was Wes Swanson on the turtle.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to credit the wrong guy here, that's for sure. I got to look at the red shoes and I'd get it right, wouldn't I? On the right side, Tony Engel with the ball. Miles Skovar top of the key, now inside the paint with it. Derek Sege had the ball stripped away. It's loose on the floor. Miles Skovar tries to chase it down, but it got away out of bounds. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Trey Lubin was down there on the ground getting after that thing like an offensive tackle after a fumbled football, wasn't it?
It sure did look like maybe they should have checked out some pads before this game.
Sure. All right, 23-18, still no score here in this third quarter. We've played nearly 2 minutes, 6 minutes, 22 seconds to go, third period. Trey Lubin with the ball out at the top of the key. Goes back to Swanson with it. He and Lubin play catch. Oh, Waring was open there for a minute. Swanson has the ball stolen away. Fast break coming the other direction. And very quickly, Jack Waring made quick work of that because Mason Reed thought he was on the way for a layup, and Waring came and stole the ball from him from behind. Now Tease with the basketball, skip pass across court to Waring. Swanson open look from the corner for three, in and out, ball beat around, rebound comes down, whistle. I got to get Trey Lubin, I think.
They are, and Meat switched things up here to start the third quarter. They got out of their man-to-man, and they're going to a 1-3-1 defense. That was Trey's first personal foul, team foul number one in the quarter.
So, Miles Skovar will bring the ball up court very casually, very deliberately across the timeline. Works to the bounce pass on the right side. It goes over to Tony Engel. Engel feeds down to Abram Lee. Lee kind of got trapped down there. Back up to Skovar with the basketball. Miles Skovar. Bounce pass to the right elbow. Feeds to Tony Engel. Very patient offense out here, Judd. They're passing it around the outside of this perimeter. The shot clock at 4. They're going to have to hurry here. Now kind of a little desperation shot up and off. No, but the rebound comes down, taken down by Abram Lee. That's what they say his strong suit is rebounding. Timeout's going to be taken by Meade with 5:07 to go here in the third quarter. Still 23-18, JCC on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna. Hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Nearly 3 minutes of this third period and our score sheet is still a clean slate here. Nobody's put any points up in the first 3 minutes. 5:07 to go third quarter. It's still 23-18. That was our halftime score. Raiders will have the basketball and inbound the pass. They toss it in. Come into Wyatt Engel with it to the near side. Miles Skovar down to Abram Lee. Deep on the left side on the baseline in the corner. Back to the top of the key. Jaden Reed is in the lineup now. Jaden is handling the basketball at the point guard. Left wing to Skovar. Up to Reed. Now driving on the baseline right side. They feed it to Abram Lee. Comes to Skovar. Oh, nice job blocking the shot there by Wes Swanson. Now a three. Blocked again by Wes Swanson. He had back-to-back block shots on three-point attempts there. Swanson came to play ball today. There's no doubt. All right. This is Waring with the basketball. Two platoon basketball. We got four subs up off the bench getting ready to check in here for Meade. Waring finds Trey Lubin. Lubin goes to the left side to Reagan Tease. Tease picks up his dribble. Has to come to Swanson with the pass. Swanson at the free throw line. Floater in the paint up and good. Left-handed. Nice job, Wes Swanson. He's got 16 points in the ballgame. And we've got a timeout taken on the floor with 4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed, results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Sponsor for this afternoon's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber helping to present the ball game. Now we're having quite a lengthy, animated conversation here between one of the assistant coaches and the ref.
It was a 30-second timeout, Randy, where the players cannot sit down. Some were, some weren't.
So they were having a little friendly conversation, we'll call it. Here we go in the forecourt. Miles Kovart, moving to the right side. Check it. That's Hunter Williams out there now, point guard. Williams beats a Derek Say. Say tries to put a shot up, but a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get Gabe Burnett.
Yeah, Randy, I think that will be his fourth personal, second team foul of the quarter.
You know, Gabe hasn't played that many minutes, but he's been
checking
that. He's only his third.
Okay. Wyatt Case has three.
Okay. So at the free throw line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good for Derek Say. You get the feeling the people around us are maybe listening in here a little bit, Judd. They're helping. That's good to know, isn't it? Somebody's listening. Derek Say, second shot is short off the front of the rim. Does not go. The rebound comes down to Wes Swanson. Swanson with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline to Rottenbach to the corner. Comes over with it to Waring, across court, around the horn, working the outside perimeter. Picking up the dribble is Rottenbach, now finds Swanson with it. Shot clock at 15, Swanson goes to the corner. Inside the paint is Waring. Lob pass, nice feed underneath the Rottenbach. Can't get the shot. Now Reagan Tease tries the three that's short off the front of the rim. The ball got away out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Mead Raiders. Not a lot of scoring so far this quarter. 2-1 is our score in the third quarter, and we've played 4.5 minutes.
Out of the timeout there, Mead went back to the man-to-man defense and got out of that 1-3-1.
See what that does for us. All right, to set it up is Hunter Williams at the point. Williams comes to the left side to Wyatt Vera. Inside, nice steal. Jack Waring with the steal. Waring down court. Gets knocked to the floor. Ball is loose, stolen back. Fast break coming the other way. Headed toward the bucket is Wyatt Vera. Got away out of bounds. Good job by A.J. Rottenbach to get back on defense. Wyatt Vera thought he was going to have an easy two down here, and it didn't happen. Now full court pressure being applied by the Raiders. JCC inbounds the ball to Jack Waring. Waring will start up court. Wyatt Vera is going to challenge him out near midcourt. Waring easily gets it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here now by the Mead Raiders. With the dribble, Burnett gets it up top. Waring goes to the corner to Tease. Now Rottenbach at the top of the circle. Reagan Tease feeds Waring on the deep baseline left side. Rottenbach off to Swanson. Five on the shot clock. Wes Swanson, free throw line. Ball away shotter up and good. You know, if the shot clock is winding down, Wes Swanson is a guy I want to have the basketball. He's got 18 in the ballgame now. 27-19 your score. Only a single point in this period for the Mead Raiders. One free throw. They have not scored a field goal. On the right wing with the ball is Preston Price. Beats it underneath in traffic, trying to back in. Fall away shot up and good. Nice move by Derek Say. Say's their leading scorer. He averages 15 points a ball game. He's got 8 so far this afternoon here at Mead. JCC with the basketball in the paint. They kick it to the left corner. There's a Reagan Tease three that's in and out. Ball is tipped around, and finally coming out of there with it is going to be Hunter Williams. Williams gives the outlet pass to Derek Say. 1:35 to go here in the third quarter, 27-21. Johnson County Central up by 6. With the ball is Mason Reed underneath. Shot up, no. Try for follow shot, no. Whistle, we're going to have a foul call on Johnson County Central, probably on Jack Waring, I would guess. He was in the area.
They are calling that on Jack. It would be the second team foul, first personal foul of the ballgame for Jack Waring.
That'll send Derek Say. He's a 59% free throw shooter on the season. Say will be at the line. He's made 2 out of 4 so far this afternoon in this ballgame. First one is up and good. Now he's 3 out of 5 from the line, and he has 9 points in the ballgame. Host of substitutes checking back in, all familiar names. Tony Ingles back out there. Abram Lee's on the floor. We've seen all these kids before. Derek Say ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is good also. He got them both, so Say with a pair of free throws. Cuts the lead to four now for Johnson County Central, 27-23 with a minute 20 to go. In backcourt, Swanson comes across to Rottenbach. Rottenbach getting a little pressure. Oh, gets it underneath to Burnett. Burnett in traffic, goes up with a shot. How did he not get fouled? Down court pass stolen away. Now fast break, Abram Lee driving lay-in up and good. Abram Lee with his second bucket. And it's a two-point lead suddenly, 27-25. Little change of momentum here for the Meade Raiders. Under a minute to go in the third quarter, 50 seconds to play here. They go underneath with it. Burnett's going to be fouled. Most likely that's going to be Abram Lee.
It is, Randy. It'll be the second team foul, third personal.
Johnson County Central with the basketball. Jack Waring will trigger it in. He'll stand on the baseline under his own basket just to the right side of the backboard. Looking to bring it in. Lobs it up top to Burnett with the basketball. Right side goes to Wes Swanson. Swanson to the left elbow. Jack Waring. Waring goes around the defender. Back to Trey Lubin. Lubin now takes the left-handed dribble. Across court pass. Feeds over to Swanson. Swanson in the free throw lane. Kicks it to the open corner. Trey Lubin. Lubin passes up the 12-footer. Shot clock at 14. They still got time here. Now trying to move into the paint goes Jack.
Derek Say is going to pick up that personal foul. It's his first personal, 13th foul.
Jack Waring tried to penetrate in the paint there and got hammered. So, it'll be Johnson County Central basketball. Jack Waring will inbound it. Back into the ballgame now comes Wyatt Engel. Got a lot of duplicate names here. Engel and Engel. Vera and Vera. All right, inbounding the ball, Jack Waring. Left side under his own basket on the baseline. 23 seconds to go in the period. They come to Wes Swanson with it. As I said earlier, when time's running down on the shot clock, this is the guy I want to have in with the ball in his hands. Jack Waring, they're going to let him just dribble this clock down here. 10 seconds to go. 27-25, JCC wants to make sure they've got the lead. Almost reaching in there is a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Meade Raiders. They got a little aggressive.
That'll be the fourth team foul. They had one to give, so no free throws yet. And the first personal foul on Tony Engel.
But now we're down to just 5.3 seconds to go in the quarter. JCC will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Jack Waring will stand right in front of the Johnson County bench to toss it in forecourt. Wants to get it into Swanson if possible. No, there's a give and go to Swanson. Driving layup. Got it, and he's fouled. You couldn't have asked for a better execution on that. Wes Swanson got the inbound pass on the baseline on the left side, laid it off the glass, got it to drop in, and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Tony Engel committed the foul there. That's his second personal.
Tony's wishing he had that one back, I'm sure. Wes Swanson has made 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He normally hits 72% on the season from the charity stripe. Free throw is up for Swanson, and good. He's now made 3 out of 4 at 75% for the night. And no chance for the long shot to fall. After three quarters, Johnson County Central maintaining that 5-point lead they had at halftime, 30-25. JCC is up by 5. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This live coverage of Johnson County Central Basketball is brought to you in part by Vern Kettleink, your rink seat dealer in Tecumseh. Say thanks to Vern if you enjoy these broadcasts of Johnson County Central Basketball. Well, the T-Birds led after one quarter by 3, 14-11. They were up by 5 at halftime, 23-18, and now after three quarters, still lead by 5, 30-25. They've led by as much as 7, but have never really been able to pull away from the Meade Raiders. Raiders just keep hanging around here, Judd.
They do, and they're coming back out in that 1-3-1 defense, it appears.
ACC with the basketball. Reagan Tease goes in. Wyatt Case is back in the lineup on the baseline. He's double-teamed and triple-teamed under there. When they got three guys on Wyatt, somebody's got to be open. At the top of the key, Rottenbach. Oh, feeds it underneath. A little floater from the left side up. And off, no good, but the rebound is going to be pulled down by Abram Lee. He took it away from Case under there. They were battling for that basketball. Chance now for Meade to try and cut into Johnson County's 5-point lead here. 30-25, T-Birds lead it. With the basketball is Derek Say. Over to Miles Kovar on the right side. Tony Engle, top of the key. Now to Abram Lee, down deep on the baseline right side. Rottenbach has him picked up down there. Skip pass across court, comes to the near side to Derek Say. Say with a shot up and good. Boy, that wasn't an easy shot to make there for Derek Say to put that over the top of Wyatt Case. 30-27. It's a 3-point lead now for Johnson County. Wyatt Case with the basketball on the baseline left side. Back up to the top of the key. Rottenbach with it. To the near side. Tease comes over to Trey Lubin. Lubin holds the ball on the right wing. Into the corner. Swanson for three. Doesn't get it. Ball is loose on the floor. And it'll be Johnson County Central basketball. 8 seconds. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Sitting down, taking a break now, will be turning this back on. 8 seconds on the clock to shoot the ball. They get it into Swanson. Swanson knows that clock's winding down. There's a tease for three. Nope, couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Abram Lee. Lee's starting to make his presence felt there on the boards, getting a few rebounds now.
That's his fifth rebound of the game here, fourth of the second half.
30-27. It's a 3-point Johnson County lead. Miles Kovar handling the point guard duties now. Inside they come with it. Nice job there. Oh, no. Whistle on a foul. Boy, it sure looked like Wyatt Case had a nice clean strip on that baseline.
That'll be his fourth personal, I believe, Randy. First team foul of the quarter.
Wyatt with 4. Gabe Burnett with 4. Who we got at the line here? I can't see the number.
I believe that is number 3, yeah. Mason Reed.
Mason Reed, he got the first one. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. It's 42% on the season from the line, but tonight he's made 2 out of 3. Or this afternoon, have you? Second shot is up and good, make it now 3 out of 4. Mason Reed has cut the lead to a single point. Johnson County Central has led throughout the contest here, but they are down to a single point lead right now. Jack Waring, bounce pass. Oh, Swanson made a break for the lane just as Waring let go of the basketball. An unforced turnover. You can't afford those right now. And now the Meade Raiders with a chance to take the lead. This feels an awful lot like what happened to the Johnson County girls last night in their ball game. Here we go with the basketball. They lost. They led Freeman through that entire night and then lost it at the very end. All right, there's Meade with the basketball, baseline left side. Can't get an open look. Kovar kicks it to the right elbow. A three is on the way off. No good. Struggle for the rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Mason Reed. And the lead had just switched to the Meade Raiders. 31-30. They take their first lead at the 5:25 mark here in the ballgame. On the right side of the corner, falling to the floor with the basketball.
Mike Kovar is going to pick up the first personal foul of the game for him. First team foul of the quarter.
I don't know what I just saw down there, but it looked like Rottenbach came up off the floor very unhappy. He was exchanging pleasantries with his competitors there. All right, waiting for the inbound pass. They lob it up to Swanson. He'll launch a three, and it is off. No good. Rebound Rottenbach. He goes up with a follow shot off the glass. It won't go, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by Mason Reed. A couple of good opportunities there. Got away from the Thunderbirds. JCC trailing by 1, 31-30. They come back and set up on defense. Miles Kovar with the basketball. Kovar cross-court pass to Tony Engle. Engle feeds it all the way around the horn to the right elbow to Derek Say. Say holds the ball for a moment, looking for the cutter in the paint. Nobody there. Back to Engel at the top of the key. Now Swanson comes out to challenge Engel. Skip pass across to Derek Say. Ball got kicked off the foot of one of the JCC defenders.
Put 20 back on the shot clock.
20 seconds to shoot. 4:45 to go in this ball game. Meade with their first lead here, 31-30. Johnson County Central, Wes Swanson with that big 14-point first quarter. Put them way out in front. Since then, it's been an uphill climb for Meade to just get back into this thing. And they have now taken a one-point lead. Miles Colwart to the right elbow. Tony Engel. Spin move, baseline left side. Miles Colwart passed up the shot. Feeds it right back to Derek Say. Say has the ball stripped away. Shot is up and good before the shot clock expired. Mason Reed got it down. And now Meade is up by three, 33-30. Wes Swanson, they got a little bit ahead of themselves. Swanson tried to whip one into the corner. Coach Kirk Ferris has seen enough. He's going to take a timeout and settle things down here. We'll step aside for half a minute. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the ECNC tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, under Coach Kirk Ferris, decided to spend a timeout here. 4 minutes, 16 seconds to go. There's a lot of time to play, a lot of basketball to play yet. But the Thunderbirds find themselves down by three, trailing 33-30. Wes Swanson has 21 of Johnson County's 30 points. He had 14 in the first quarter. He has scored 21 of their total 30. And they trail by three after leading all the way this afternoon. This is the third place consolation game, ECNC 2026 basketball tournament. Meade now with a three-point lead, and they will have the basketball. They'll inbound it in backcourt. Tony Engel tosses it into Miles Colwart. Miles Colwart at the top of the circle, bounce pass to the left wing. Mason Reed with the ball. Swanson, Reed falls to the floor. Swanson tips it and saves it. Great job there, a steal by Wes Swanson. He's got tees ahead. Tees for three from the corner. It's off, no good. The ball just not dropping. For Johnson County Central this afternoon, Tease is going to hit that one once in a while. That just didn't go. That would have tied it up, too. 33-30. The lead is still three for Meade. Backing it in. Shot up. No. Good defense on the baseline underneath. Gabe Burnett playing with four personals. Did a good job under there. Down court comes Jack Waring. Waring being harassed all the way down the court. Underneath there, Swanson lays it up and good. Great job on the assist by Reagan Tease. Reagan saw Wes Swanson waiting under the basket, threaded the needle, put it down there, and Johnson County back within one. 33-32 is your score. They come back to Colvar out near the midcourt circle with the basketball. Miles Colvar left wing. Mason Reed back up top to Colvar. He'll try a three. Off, no good. He got pushed to the floor. No whistle. JCC might got a break there a little bit, too. 33-32. Chance to retake the lead with the bucket for Johnson County Central. Reagan Tease, bounce pass across to the corner. Here comes Swanson. Swanson feeds it to Waring. Waring lost the handle on it. Wait a minute. A held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow goes to Meade. Under 3 minutes to play now in the ballgame. 2:50 showing on the game clock. Don't forget, up next we'll have the Johnson County Central girls. They'll be taking on Weeping Water in the girls' third-place game. That'll be about 20 minutes after this one wraps up. 2:48 to go in the ballgame. A one-point lead for Meade. Timeout taken by the Raiders. We'll step aside and take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the ECNC Conference Tournament live from Meade on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Katula, Chet Remmers, back with you here at Meade High School for Saturday afternoon basketball, the ECNC Conference Tournament. Boys' third-place consolation game, Johnson County Central trailing the Meade Raiders 33-32. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left to go in the basketball game. Meade will have the ball on the alternating possession coming out of the timeout here. Johnson County Central led 14-11 after one quarter. They were up 23-18 at halftime. They led by 5, 30-25 after three. But here in the fourth quarter, Meade has had the upper hand. Miles Kovar gets the inbound pass, goes to the right side to Tony Ingle. Ingle on the right elbow, holds the ball high above his head, comes back to the near side to Kovar. Bounce pass, Ingle holds it again. Down in the corner, now a move toward the basket. Ball away shot up, off no good, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Derek Say back to the free throw line. Who did they get on this one?
I believe they got Wyatt Case, and he just fouled out of the ball game.
That'll be his fifth personal, and he will foul out. At the free throw line, Derek Say. Derek Say has hit. Let's add him up. He's made 4 out of 6 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. Normally a 59% free throw shooter. Coach Kirk Ferris out asking for an explanation as just to how Wyatt got fouled out of there. That's going to put Gabe Burnett back onto the floor. He's not in much better shape. He's got 4 personals. So Gabe is out there in place of Wyatt. He's got 4. At the line shooting 2, Derek Say. Free throw is up. It's short. Hit the front of the rim. Well, I was bragging Mr. Say up on his job he was doing. That's what they call the radio announcer's jinx. They'll have a second shot coming here. Derek Say, second free throw is up, and it's short also off the front of the rim, but he does get his own rebound. Say backs it out to the left wing, goes inside the paint. Ball is loose. Everybody diving after it. Blow a whistle, guys, before somebody gets hurt. Here we go. Held ball, possession arrow, Johnston County. The clock is down to 2:21 to play in this one. It's a third-place consolation game of the ECNC tournament. Johnson County Central will have the basketball and a chance to take the lead on this possession if they can get a field goal. Down by 1. 2:15 on the clock. With the ball is Tease. Tease feeds inside traffic. Oh, the ball is tipped away. They try to go to burn it in traffic. Not a good move there to put it into so many defenders, right into the heart of that. And now, Meade very patiently comes up court with a 1-point lead, under 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. 1:56 on the game clock. Shot clock at 19. In the corner on the right side is Derek Say. Back to the top of the key to Kovar. Miles Kovar picked up his dribble, goes to Tony Ingle. There's a 3 on the way from the left wing, up and good. Mason Reed hit the tray. And that makes it a 4-point lead now for Meade. With a minute and a half to go, 94 seconds on the clock to play. A 4-point Meade lead. Into the corner, Jack Waring. He's double-teamed. Bounce pass comes to Reagan Tease. Tease back to Waring. Waring comes all the way to the top of the key. They need to be shooting the basketball. There's a shot up by Swanson that's up and off. No good in the rebound to the Meade Raiders. Coming down is Mason Reed. Trapped in the corner is Derek Say. Tried to get it up court. Wait a minute. Now they're going to say it stays with Meade. 36-32. The Raiders with a 4-point lead. Almost a carbon copy of what happened last night to the Lady T-Birds at Elmwood Burdock.
Led all the way. And
at the end, it's getting away here. Here's a ball that's loose. And, oh, we're going to get a foul.
Jack Waring with a foul.
Wow. Again, the Johnson County Central faithful here may beg to differ with that call, but the only opinion that matters is the guy in the striped shirt. 36-32, the lead is 4 with a minute 3 to go. Meade with the basketball. Miles Kovar's in backcourt. He'll be fouled And the foul is going to be called on Wes Swanson.
And that would be on Jack Wary.
Oh, okay.
His third.
Okay.
Fourth team foul, so the next one will put him at the line.
All right. Off the bench, checking in.
Cooper Jones checking into the ballgame for Gabe Burnham.
Yeah, this is his first appearance in the ballgame tonight. A 6-foot sophomore, Cooper Jones, on the floor. Waiting for the inbound pass. Down court it comes. They get it down to Abram Lee. He holds things up at a whistle and a foul immediately. Was that Cooper Jones' job?
Yeah, I believe it was.
He's doing his job. He got the foul. That'll put him to the line. Back into the ballgame will come Gabe Burnett after this first free throw. Cooper Jones. Or check that. It's Abram Lee at the line. Shot is up and off. No good. He only hits 47% on the season. He's got 4 points tonight. Now 0 for 1 from the line. Abram Lee, second free throw. It's good. Now the lead is 5. Still 1 minute to play in the ballgame. You can play a lot of basketball in 60 seconds, but they're going to have to hurry. Down court with it. Wes Swanson. Swanson. There's a long shot by Cheese. Off, no good. Rebound, Johnson County. Try for follow shot. Whistle and a foul. I believe we're going to end up putting Gabe Burnett at the free throw line where he'll be shooting 2 shots.
Foul's going to go on number... I think that saw 30.
There is no 35
for me. There is no 35 for me.
That's what he signaled.
Now they switched it. It'll be
Tony Ingle.
Second team foul and third personal on Tony Ingle.
Okay, big free throws here. 46 seconds to go in the ball game. Gabe Burnett, he shoots 43% from the free throw line on the season. Has not scored this afternoon. Missed everything. Came up well short of the rim. And you hear a few air ball calls across the way. The Meat fans are having fun with that. Well, Gabe, 6'2 senior. He'll have another shot coming here to try and get his team a little closer. Down by 5 right now. These are off, no good. Missed them both. Now a struggle for the rebound. Let's see what they're going to short this one.
They're going to call A.J. Rodenbach for the foul there. That was a loose ball that could have went either way.
Now let's see who they're going to get for this. And foul's going to be on A.J.
It'd be his first.
We'll walk to the other end, and we're going to put Abram Lee right back to the line. He made 1 out of 2 just a moment ago. It's a 5-point lead. The clock is winding down here, though. 46 seconds to go. Abram Lee's first free throw. In and out. No good. Back into the ballgame. Trey Lubin checks in. Lubin replacing Gabe Burnett. And Abram Lee lines up for his second free throw attempt. He'll try and put the Raiders up by 6. Can't get it. Rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds in a hurry. Wes Swanson's going to bring it down the court. From the corner, Reagan Tease got the 3. That's what they needed. Reagan Tease nailed the 3 from the corner. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor. A lot of time left. We're going to keep it here live and talk about this one. Judd Rimmers, 36 seconds on the clock. That's a two-point ball game now. That was a huge three-pointer out of the corner by Reagan Tease.
Big shot there by Reagan to get it to a one-possession game. And but 2 timeouts left for the Thunderbirds. The time is a factor, but not really at this point, because I'm assuming they're going to try for a steal, and they don't get it, foul right away, and try to extend the game.
Well, if you get the ball back, you got to get it into Wes Swanson's hands. I mean, that it would seem to be the obvious choice here, just because when you look at the scoreboard, Wes Swanson's really the only player that's been effective offensively here this afternoon for Johnson County Central. Reagan Tease with that three-pointer now has 7. Other than that, all the other scoring is Rottenbach with 2 and Lubin with 3.
Yeah, Wes probably is the first option to try, but I have a feeling the Raiders, that's who they want to try to prevent from catching the ball.
Oh, he figured that out on defense.
The ball as well.
I think they probably have. Don't forget, we've got the girls' game coming up, and Judd, can you stick around for the girls' contest?
Yeah, I can. I'd love to help out, Randy.
Glad to have you here with us this afternoon. Judd Rimmers helping us out here with the broadcast. All right, 36 seconds to go in this one. It's 37-35. The Raiders up by 2. They have the basketball. They'll play it in against full court pressure. Long down court pass, and they overthrew the kid. It'll turn it over and give the basketball back to Johnson County Central under their own basket. Nobody touched it. Absolutely the worst possible mistake you could make.
No time came off the clock.
Yeah. And now we're going to have a timeout to discuss what we're going to do next. This time we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Set the stage for you here. 35 seconds to play in the ball game. The score 37-35. Meade with a 2-point lead. They just threw the ball out of bounds on the inbound pass. Johnson County Central will have the basketball under their own basket. Jack Waring will inbound it. He'll trigger it in on the right side on the baseline, waiting to toss it in. 35 seconds to play. Got it into Swanson. Lays it up and good. We're tied at 37 all. Perfectly executed. Coming out of the timeout.
All right, down in a hurry.
Shot from the left side is up. It's good. Putting the shot up is Derek Say. Say answered quickly. 39-37. Meade up by two. Here come the Thunderbirds. 15 seconds to go. With the ball top of the key, Jack Waring to Wes Swanson. Swanson for two. Got it! He hit it. Swanson put her down. We're tied at 39 all. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. They'll try a shot from the... No, wait a minute. We had a whistle.
Got a timeout by Meade, I believe.
The officials are going to talk this over about how much time was left when he took the timeout. The kids from Meade didn't act like they were even going to try and make an effort to come down and score, did they?
They were taking their time. They were pretty nonchalant about it.
Well, the clock shows 1.5 seconds. The question is going to be, are they going to put some time back up there because of the timeout that was called? We had the activities director here from Meade having quite a verbal exchange with some of the fans from Johnson County. I'm not sure if that was what that was all about either. But anyway, they're talking now about how much time to put back. We are tied at 39 all. Wow, what a clutch shot there by Wes Swanson. And how about coming out of the timeout, the way they executed that?
That was great execution.
Oh.
A little bit surprised. Meade with two fouls to give before sending them to the line. They could have, picked
Meade
up a foul. And
Meade
kind of
just kind of standing around with their hands in their pockets while Swanson. Okay, now they're going to put it back up to 3.8 seconds on the clock. They're going to restore that. I figured they'd put something back up. I didn't expect quite that much. It had gone down to 1.5. There was indeed time taken, to be fair here. The Raiders called a timeout, but they're going to give them 3.8 seconds with which to work. They'll be inbounding the ball in backcourt, so they've got to come the full distance and try and get a shot off. We may be looking at some OT basketball here, a little bonus basketball. That's what I always look forward to, especially on a three-game day. Got my buddy Judd Remmers here. That gives me a chance to get a swallow of water once in a while. Here we go. They're going to play it in on the side in backcourt. Inbounding the pass, Mason Reed will toss it in. 3.8 seconds. We're tied to 39 all. Gets in. Miles Colwater is going to try the three-quarter court. Doesn't get it. And we're going to go to overtime. All tied up at 39 each. We'll go to OT. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family has been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Call Vern Kettlehake at 402-335-8189.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, for you grandparents that couldn't make the trip to Meade this afternoon, folks like Tom and Jerry Sherman, Wilbur and Bev Ramsey back in Tecumseh, you couldn't make it here, we're so glad you joined us here on Sunny 101.3. We got a dandy and we're not done yet. All tied to 39 all. We move into overtime, a fresh 4 minutes put up on the clock, and we're ready to get underway. Inbound, a tip's going to be controlled and brought down by the Meade Raiders. They'll come and set their offense up first. Over to the right side, skip pass comes to the near side to Derek Say. Say with the basketball, holds it there for a moment. Now to the top of the key, Miles Kovar. Miles Kovar between the rings, finds Derek Say once again. Now underneath the basket, oh no, the shot is up and good. Tony Engel got the lay-in. Engel with his first 2 points of the ball game. He picked a good time to decide to score. 41-39, the lead is 2 for the Meade Raiders. Johnson County Central, into the corner, Jack Waring. Regan Tease with the basketball. Tease across court, underneath, Swanson wants the ball, into the corner. Waring open with 3, right side, off the rim. Rebound, follow shot, Lubin goes up, he'll be fouled. Clay Lubin was there, pulled down the big offensive board. When he tried to go back up with it, he got clobbered. Well, they weren't going to let him score an easy one, that's for sure.
That was a big boy rebound there by Trey Lubin. It'll be the third team foul of the quarter here, Randy.
And the fourth team foul on Mason Reed. First free throw is up, off, no good, won't go. They'll have another attempt coming here. That one would not drop. Trey Lubin has 3 points in the ballgame on a tray back in the second quarter. He's a 50% free throw shooter. This one is up and it's off also, and the rebound's going to come down to Abram Lee. Lee gets the rebound, down court with it. Miles Kovar feeds to the left side. Derek Say driving, laying up and good. Nice move by Derek Say to the basket. Say's got a bucket full of points. He's got around 15 now in the ballgame. In trouble underneath the Swanson. Swanson goes to the corner to Lubin. Back to Swanson. Whistle probably going to be on Abram Lee. A lot of contact there.
It is, Randy. It'll be the fourth team foul, fourth personal foul on Abe Lee.
All right. 2:45 to go in the overtime. 43-39. Meade has opened up a 4-point lead. Checking into the lineup for the Raiders is Preston Price. Preston Price comes in, replacing Miles Kovar now for the Meade Raiders. JCC's basketball under their own basket. Jack Waring to inbound it. Baseline left side, top of the key to Wes Swanson. Out there guarding Swanson is Preston Price. Now Tease for 3. It's off the iron, no. Rebound comes down to the Raiders. 2-on-1 fast break. Jack Waring comes up and stops the fast break. He decided to spend the foul right there to prevent a lay-in.
It'll put Derek Say on the line here, shooting 2 with the bonus.
Yep, Say has made 4 out of 8 from the free throw line. He's normally a 59% shooter, 4 of 8 this afternoon.
4 personal fouls on Jack Waring now.
First free throw is up and good. Now 5 out of 9 from the free throw line, and the lead is extended to 5. But we've been here before, and JCC came back. Derek Say will try and give him a 6-point lead with 2:33 to go in the overtime. Shot is up, it's good. He got them both that time. Derek Say doing a good job at the free throw line for the Raiders. All right, Johnson County kind of with their backs to the wall here now. They need to come down and do some things. Swanson's going to try a 3. It's off the rim. A struggle for the rebound. Abram Lee comes down with it. That's been his strong suit for this team is rebounding, and Lee's come up with some critical ones. Here's Say going in, and I believe Waring just fouled out. Is that what they're going to say?
Yes, that'll be
his fifth.
Waring's fifth. Gabe Burnett checking in for Waring here.
Jack Waring sets down without scoring this afternoon, and that is unusual.
Timeout on the floor by the Thunderbirds. Take
all
a full
right.
Timeout.
We'll step aside for a 30-second break with 2:14 to go in the overtime. It's 45-39. Meade on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula seated this afternoon alongside Judd Rivers. Kirk Kilman is our producer engineer for this live presentation of high school basketball, a presentation of the MSC Sports Radio Network, of which Sunny 101.3 and KTNC are both proud members. We're a six-station group now, the MSC Sports Network. At the free throw line will be Derek Say. He just made two in a row a minute ago. Here shooting two shots. Free throw per se is up, short, front of the rim. Again, there's that radio announcer's jinx. Mentioned they made a couple in a row. 2:14 to play here. A lot of time left. Second free throw is up, and it's short also. Missed them both. But the rebound follow shot up. It's off no good. Rebound. Rodenbach comes out with the basketball. Gets it to Waring. Here come the Thunderbirds. They've got 2:05 left with which to work. Down by six. Looking inside with it to Swanson. He's in traffic and got fouled. Jack Waring is on the bench, fouled out. Wyatt Case is on the bench, fouled out. And Johnson County Central will send Wes Swanson to the line to shoot two.
Abe Lee picked up that personal foul. That would be his fifth.
He fouls out. All right, Wes Swanson hits 72% from the line. Tonight he's 3 out of 4. He's hit 75%. Shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it. Rolled off. Every point critical here with 2 minutes left to play in the overtime. Wes Swanson. Ready for his second attempt. It's on the way up, and it is good. He got that one down. I haven't added him up lately, but I don't know. Swanson's got to be getting up for 25, 30 points. We'll check that in a minute. He's got a bunch of them. There's a pass into forecourt, handling the ball. A little bit sloppy ball handling here by the Meade Raiders. Miles Colmar comes up with the loose basketball, feeds it underneath. Say with a turnaround, laying it up and good. Boy, Derek Say has come up big for the Raiders this afternoon. 47-40. The lead is 7. 96 seconds to go. Swanson for 3. Got it. Boy, Wes Swanson answers quickly. Just get the ball to Wes and let him shoot the ball, guys. 47-43. That trimmed the lead from 7 down to 4. Ball was thrown, nearly thrown away loose. Miles Colbar comes up with the loose basketball for the Raiders. Rottenbach got him cornered. Down in the corner. Colbar's double team. Tries to dribble around the defender. He'll be fouled. And now Miles Colmar will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Regan Cheese, his first. At the free throw line, Miles Colmar. Colmar, 86% free throw shooter on the year. This will be his first attempt at the line this afternoon. Up and good. Well, you don't see a lot of 86% free throw shooters in high school.
He looks real comfortable there, Randy.
Yeah, Miles Colbar, I mentioned I've known him since he was a little kid at Schuyler. He grew up around my grandsons. Shot is up and good. His older brother played with my grandsons. Miles hits them both. 49-43. The lead is 6 now for Meade. Here's Swanson for a 3. That one's off the mark. Couldn't get that one to fall, and the rebound down to the Raiders. 1 minute to go. Colbar in backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Tony Engel. Now Engel's going to get fouled, and he'll be at the line to shoot two, and this is turning into a free throw shooting contest here now. Rottenbach, you called for that?
Yes, he did. That's A.J.'s second personal foul.
So, at the free throw line now, Tony Engel. He's a 40% free throw shooter. This will be his first attempt this afternoon. He's shooting two. First one is up and good. He's picked a very opportune time for me to improve on that free throw shooting percentage.
Clutch.
Yeah, 50-43. The lead is 7. Tony Engel. Second shot is up. It's good. He hit them both. Suddenly the lead is 8 with under a minute to go. KCC needs to score and score quickly. Into the corner. Tease for 3. It's off, no good. Rebound. Rottenbach clears it back up top. Tease for 3. Lubin for 3. That won't go. Rebound comes down to Reed. Reed gets the outlet pass. Down court. Wyatt Engel. Down court they go. Oh, wait a minute. a whistle and a foul. And stepping to the free throw line, I think, is going to be Derek Say once again. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Trey Lubin on the personal foul.
Down to 34 seconds to go. Derek Say at the line. He shot so many free throws, I'm running out of places to mark them. There it is, up and good. That was Derek Say's 13th free throw attempt of the ball game.
Wow, he's making a living there today.
Yes, he is. He's made a bunch of them. He has shot 11 here in the second half. This will be his 12th attempt of the second half from the line. It's up and good. He got them both. So, it's a 10-point lead, 53-43 in overtime. Think the game's starting to get away from the Thunderbirds. Trey Lubin for three, off, no good. And wait a minute, we've had a foul away from the shot down on the baseline. I think they're going to get the Mead Raiders for this one. Going to be on Mead at the free throw line, Gabe Burnett.
Foul is on Mason Reed, his fifth. He is fouled out of the ball game. Burnett at the line shooting two.
Yep. He's a 43% free throw shooter. This afternoon he's 0 for 2 thus far. A couple of chances for the 6'2 senior to get into the scorebook here. Down to 27 seconds to go, a 10-point deficit for Johnson County. Free throw is up. He got it. Hit the first one. Have a second shot coming. Well, Johnson County pretty much dominated this game all the way through until here in the fourth quarter. Second shot is up and good also. And now with 27 seconds to go, really, Mead can just come out here. They're up by 8. Johnson County going to keep playing to the buzzer. Whistle. Foul's going to be called.
Wes Swanson tagged with that foul. His first personal of the game.
That's the only thing he's not leading stats in. His very first personal. And we're going to send to the free throw line Miles Kovar. Free throw is up and good. Miles Kovar now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He has 6 points. 86% on the season, 100% this afternoon. Shot is up, make it 4 for 4. He's putting on a free throw clinic with Miles Kovar. Back to a 10-point lead, 55-45. Wes Swanson goes across with it to tease. Oh, ball stolen away, and he's not going to break in for the layup. That's a very sportsmanlike thing for Tony Engle to do. Just going to dribble it out. He could have had an uncontested lay-in. Your final score will be the Mead Raiders 55, Johnson County Central 45 in overtime. Mead takes the third place consolation game of the ECNC Conference Tournament. Don't go away. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the postgame scoring wrap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SML PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
School, our final score this afternoon, the Mead Raiders defeating Johnson County Central in overtime, 55-45. Time now to take a look at the numbers here. The postgame show presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, let's look at the numbers first for the Mead Raiders. 55 points on the board. They're led by Derek Say with 22 points in the contest. Mason Reed was also in double figures. He finished with 12. 7 for Miles Kovar. 5 points for Abram Lee. Chipping in 4 was Tony Engel. And 2 this afternoon for Wyatt Engel. That adds up to 55. But, Judd, listen to these numbers. From the free throw line in the second half, Mead hit 16 of 24 for the game. They made 18 out of 28 attempts for the game for the Mead Raiders. 28 shots at the free throw line. We'll tell you more about that when we look at Johnson County's numbers. For the Thunderbirds, well, it was a big afternoon for Wes Swanson, a career high for him. 31 points in the ballgame to lead the Thunderbirds. Nobody else in double figures. Reagan Tees ended up with the 7. 3 for Trey Lubin. A.J. Rottenbach had 2, and Gabe Burnett had 2 for their total of 45. Free throw shooting, JCC made just 4 out of 9 in the second half, ended up 6 of 12 for the game. Score by quarters, Johnson County led after one quarter, 14-11. They were up by 5 at halftime, 23-18. Still led by 5 after three quarters, 30-25. At the end of regulation, we were all tied up at 39 apiece, went to overtime, and Mead got the better of them there, winning by 10, 55-5. With the win, the Mead Raiders improved their record to 13-6 on the year. Johnson County Central drops to 12-7 on the season. Don't go away, Johnson County fans. We've got lots more basketball coming up for you here in about 20 minutes. It'll be the Johnson County Central Lady Thunderbirds taking on the Weeping Water Indians. JCC at 14-5, Weeping Water at 13-8. It will also be a third-place consolation game here in the ECNC Conference Tournament. So stay with us. Keep your radio tuned right here to Sunny 101.3. More basketball coming up. We'll be back live here at Mead in about 15 minutes. So we're going to send it back to Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer. Kurt will keep you entertained for the next 15 minutes, and then we'll be back with our pregame show of the girls' game. That's coming up right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.